Tonight's shiur is Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. Mihem hanikrom lesefer Torah b'Shabbos. Who's called up for an aliyah on Shabbos? If Aleph b'Shabbos or Yom Tov Yom Kippurim, Karamach Halevi Tamidi Chachomim, Hamamunim Al Tzibur. On Shabbos and Yom Tov Yom Kippur, the first day is Kohen, the second is Levi. After Levi, you call up for Shlishi, Tamidi Chachomim who are appointed on the Tzibur v'Achrim, and after them Tamidi Chachomim are Uyim l'Manoyis and Panosim Al Tzibur. Then the Tamid Chachamim who are fit to be appointed as leaders of the community. Means you can ask him a shayla anywhere and they can give you an answer. After that, the children of Tamid Chachamim, that their fathers are appointed on the tzibur. And after that, Rosh Knessios, the leaders of the community, and everyone else. Mishnebur Sivkan al Peshas Yontif Shikran Harbi the many Aliyas Sivkan Beis Tamid Chum Hamamuna Vechulu Kasim Maril. Maril writes Mitzvah Likros Biyom Tov Anoshim Hama Amidim Hakila. It's a mitzvah to call up on Yontif the people who are the pillars of the community. The Figurchem Koyd Melakol. They come before anyone else. Imain Shom Tamid Chacham Muflag unless there is an exceptional Tamid Chacham there. Sivkan Gimel Shavasayim Vechulu. The children of Tamid Chacham also get preference from Mechuyavim Lechab the Mishul Kavod Avosam. There's an obligation to give honor to the children of the Tamid Chachamim because you have to give cover to their fathers and not giving cover to the parents. Sheish Mizah cover the Ovis is covered for the parents when the children get Eliyah. Sifkan Dal, Va'achakach, Rosh Knesses, then the leaders of the community, because Emayri B'Mekoyim Shein Moichin HaMitzvah. Now all this is when they don't sell the Aliyahs. El Sha'oim HaMamun Nevekar Lefiyah Kavod. The Gabbai gets up and he calls people out according to their degree of honor. This is a place where they sell the Aliyahs. If an Erev Lamos, it's stock and then charity gets the money. Whoever purchases the Aliyah has the right to give it to whoever he wants. Each one is called up according to his position, his station. You don't want to cause machlokes. And of course, you have to give chiyuvim their aliyahs. No one buys the chiyuvim. The chiyuvim, those aliyahs are set aside. So when someone says, "Well, I bought the aliyahs," you don't buy the chiyuvim. The chiyuvim get their aliyahs regardless. Sivkan hey, v'kol ha'am, and then everyone else. V'achshav nagu today the minig is shegadol hatzibu hu'masayim hasidra. That we give the gadol of the tzibur to conclude the parsha. Kasev b'tshuvas ramin simin vav. B'malkash nagu shaparasu oil in a place where they have a minig that the community leader gets the aliyah. In v'asher limchol la'acher shikum makom. He shouldn't be moichol to let someone else get the aliyah. V'parti din zemavur l'kaman simin kuf l'gimel sifid beis and shamish nebura. The specifics of this halacha are brought later in simin kuf l'gimel. Kasev p'migadim writes. There are places where they go by, the small communities, they go by age. Ama Oretz, Kodim Tamachacham. They'll even give an Ama Oretz who's older, an Aliyah before Tamachacham. Lav Shaper Avdi. This is not right. Visuru. In fact, it's forbidden. If you look at Be'er Locha, we quote from Levush and Sharafayim, Umeyeser Achonim and other Achonim, Binyan Hanhogas HaChiyuvim Lalos Tatar. What is the way we should conduct ourselves when we have chiyuvim for aliyahs. So let's turn to the Be'er Locha, and this Be'er Locha here is going to tell us explicitly exactly how we give out aliyahs with chiyuvim. It starts b'shas yontav v'chulu va'ata nesadu ha'chiyuvim. Let's arrange what are the chiyuvim. Shasagam l'chuyuv l'tzavos l'krosom kol machem with the gabbai is obligated to call them up before anyone else. This is based on the institutions and practices of our great rabbis. This is described in Levush and other authorities. Chasan b'yom chupasa. Chasan the day of the wedding. Chasan b'shabbos kodem achasna. Chasan the Shabbos before the wedding. Shemizamen also when they sing, that's the offer, when they sing him up. Nar shenaseh bar mitzvah b'oyse Shabbos. The boy who becomes a mitzvah on that Shabbos, later we'll say it means that week. Baal isha yolades, the next level is the husband of woman who gave birth. B'Shabbos sheholechas lebeis haknes, the Shabbos she goes to shul, which is several weeks after the baby's born. Chosen b'Shabbos shachar achasna, then the chosen on the Shabbos of Sherev Brachos. Then is yahrzeit. B'Shabbos, Shuyom Shemesh, Aviv, O'Imo, the Yerzeit on the Shabbos of the anniversary of the death of a father or mother. After that is Aviyel Zachar B'Shabbos Avnei Amila, the father of a baby boy, the Shabbos before the bris. There are places that also say that the Mor and the Sandik are obligated to get an aliyah. Others don't have such a minig. They just give them hagba. So this is the list of chiyuvim. He's going to go through them now one by one. But this is the essential list. And the top tier is the chasin on the day of the chasana, the chasin, the Shabbos before the chasana, and the bar mitzvah boy the day his bar mitzvah or the week of his bar mitzvah. Let's take a look in the hemshich. Chasin b'yom chupasol. Chasin the day of the wedding. Hainu b'chol, kishyasa chupa b'yom zeh. That's talking about a weekday, and the chupa is on that day. Hu kodem l'kol achim, he overrides any other chiyuv. Afilo nashna sa mitzvah b'yom zeh. Even if it's the day of a boy's bar mitzvah, if he's getting married that day, the chasin overrides the bar mitzvah. Now there's a note that what if the wedding is after Seisach Chofim? So it's really tomorrow. So Shalom Zalman Paskind, there's no chiyuv to give an aliyah. The chiyuv aliyah for the chosin b'yom chuposo is if the wedding is the same exact day, not if it's going to be the night after. The other note they make is if the boy's bar mitzvah is on Tisha B'Av, they won't give him the aliyah by Shachris. It's the simcha, they'll wait till Mincha to give him the aliyah. So if you have a chosin and a bar mitzvah, both bayom, they're both bar bayoms, chosin comes first. The koshkein should come to the yard site. There's no question they override the yard site. So Peter Chab, the yard site is mamish, the bottom of the list. Nar shenase bar mitzvah b'osa shvua. The next is the boy whose bar mitzvah is that week. Im yesh lo ironis, if he's a local, the hainu shumi toshvi yir, he lives in the city, who koed m'kol achiyum, he overrides the other chiyuvim. That's his chinuch for mitzvahs. Kishakor na bar mitzvah of mevarich. When you call him up, his father makes a bracha. Baruch shepetrani mashuzeh. Kedah kaman v'sein veish chafei. We learn that later veish chafei. Milvad, with the exception of chasin shemizamelo, the chasin who is his ofruf, shehu shavelo. That's equal to the bar mitzvah boy. They had tila gor. They make a gor. So again, when he began the list, it was chasin day of the chasana, chasin ofruf, and the nar bar mitzvah. Now, usually on a Shabbos, there's enough aliyahs to give both, but it's a boy and the ofruf. So what's the girl? Who'll get maftir? If they both are vying for maftir, then you have to a girl. V'im ein ha-nar she-nasa bar mitzvah mitosh v'ir, if the mitzvah boy is not local, af she-muchiyav in the cross, he should get an aliyah, mi-kol-mokam ein doich ha-shum chiyav she-tosh v'ir, he will not push aside any chiyav of the local community. Hechasin b'Shabbos akod machasin who gam ken koin l'chol chiyuvim. The chasin the Shabbos before the wedding overrides all chiyuvim. V'afil motia chasin b'osah shvua. Even if the wedding won't be that week, going shahor chasus chupos be racheros v'chok mikan. Let's say the wedding will be far away, so they do the ufruf like 2 weeks before the Shabbos is before the actual chasin. Doicha gam ken l'chol chiyuvim. He's doicha all the chiyuvim. But davka l'misha v'zamenus. But it has to be. That's the ufruf. They're going to sing him in al almon. Shem is zamana. So what about someone who's getting married a second time? A widower. There's no real ufruf. Eino chiyah b'shabbos nei achasna, afilom hi besula. There's no chiyah for him to get an aliyah before the wedding, before the Shabbos for the wedding, even if he's marrying a woman who's never married before. B'sharifayim kosev, shem ein chiyuvim, they should kosev come achir. Now, if there's no other chiyuvim, he should get an aliyah before other people have no chiyuvim, but he won't push aside any chiyuvim. Vim hoya achasna savur shti achasna b'shvua zeh. Let's say the chasna thought the wedding is this week. So he got his aliyah. Va'achach nidcha chasna, but the wedding had to get pushed off. V'ei b'shvua achir is the following week. If they want to do another ofruf, ho'chiyuv v'olikos oz, then he has another chiyuv to be called up then. V'lav, if not, ain't a chiyuv. If not, there's no chiyuv. Mi'ishay yachasunosu mi'yom reviv ve'elech. Let's say the chas is from Wednesday on. Ho'chiyuv b'shamash achrov. His chiyuv really is the week of the Sherebachos. V'docha chiyuv yortzayt v'avi ha'benef ne'amil. He'll push off a yortzayt or the father of a baby before the Mila. V'davka shehu bachur o shnasa v'sula, that's only if he is single, first time getting married, or he's marrying a v'sula. V'mlav, if not, ain't no chiv, there's no chiv. Then we mention Misha ishto lech zebes ha-knesses, when a woman comes to shul after having a baby, the father gets an aliyah, who koydim l'chasan zeh, he'll precede this chasan, whose wedding isn't going to be until the end of the week. afila bocher shnasa b'sula, even if it's a bocher marrying a b'sula. Sharfayim calls the afilim hoya chasna shvua zeh kodim avi. Sharfayim says, even if the chasna was this week before Wednesday, afa pishen doicha chiyav acher, even though it doesn't push out another chiyav, kamalkam yeshikosa kamachim yeshikat the leave before anyone else. A bacher who marries a basula comes before someone who marries an almana. The almana comes before chalutza and a grusha. Yardsight huchiv. There's an obligation to call it yardsight. V'nidcha neshachiv, but he's pushed off if there are other chiyuvim. Chutz mechiyuv aviyel kadmila. Except for one, the father, the Shabbos before the bris, the yardsight comes before him. Even if the mila is on that day, nidcha b'nei yartzeit, yartzeit comes first. Because he'll get an aliyah anyway. When she goes to shul, he'll get an aliyah. If the yartzeit ain't be yom haShabbos, if the yartzeit is not on Shabbos, like b'shua shachrit, the following week, ain't chiyuv litchos aviyela. Then he doesn't push off the father of the boy with the mila. But we do give him the aliyah if there's no other chiyuv. And the mice, we make a big deal about giving the yartzeit aliyahs, and we try to get hasafas to make sure there are we accommodate. And he makes a note if there are several brothers, all with the same yartzeit, they each get an aliyah. They each have their own chiyav aliyah. Avi ayelet, as far as the father of a boy, the Shabbos kashishto b'riyav alechz beisakaneses, the Shabbos and his wife is healthy enough to come to shul, the chiyav lekoso, he gets the aliyah. But if she's not well and she can't go to shul, he has no chiyuv to get an aliyah till she goes to shul. But if the baby boy is 40 days old or a girl 80 days, there's a chiyuv to get an aliyah even if she doesn't go to shul. To his man havas, that's the time for her to bring a carbon. If there's a miscarriage, he still has a chiyuv. Elam can appeal it suish ain on a bikim unless the miscarriage wasn't even a child. The Shabbos kashiyisto lechz beiskenes. The Shabbos when a woman comes to shul, hainu bein lebein ubein lebas, whether it's a boy or a girl, who koyin kolachim, he comes before any other chiyuv. Chutz hachas meshabbos shemizamnasu, except for nufuf v'nar shenase bar mitzvah shein kodem, or the case of the bar mitzvah that they come before him. Chanalka said before. Nohagin likros hatakelos. Now besides the chiyuvim, there are some minhagim. There's a minute to call about the Baal Tekeh Rosh Hashanah. Nohagin likros hatakeh lalos l'teher Rosh Hashanah. There's a minute to call up the Baal Tekeh for an aliyah Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh mekoyma sheshich tziba mespal musa Rosh Hashanah. Hu gam ken chiyah lalos l'teher. The place that holds a chiyah to call up the Baal Musa for Rosh Hashanah. Ba'osu yom shu mespal the day he damas. V'davkim hu tokeh mespal b'chinim. Only if the Baal Tekeh and the Shchazen aren't getting paid. Alman bo b'schav, they get paid. Ein hu chiyah b'chal, there's no chiyah b'chal. There are places where Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we don't look at chiyuvim. We look at whoever donates nicely for tzedakah, whoever pays for the aliyahs, they get the aliyahs, and that's that. If a person bought an aliyah, then the gavi chaps, I sold the aliyah, but I have a chiyuv. Yochel achsevo, he can take it back. Shemichir betos, so it was a mistake. The sale was a mistake, and he doesn't owe any money. If there's two chiyuvim and there's one aliyah, yatilu girl. They make a girl. They make a lottery, the highest number. Pick a number from the thing, and whoever gets the highest number wins. Lavadim yo im echad tamachacham. Unless one is a tamachacham, the other is not. Who koyed the tamachacham comes first? Let's say someone was ill and got better, or anything like that. Shetzarich levarach b'nis ha-goymel, he needs to bench goymel. Yesh l'kroysoi k'ed l'chem, he should get an aliyah ahead of others. K'en shenog levarach b'shas k'yester, since the minig is to make the bracha by leaning. Kol mokum en edoich ha-shem chiyav, but l'mais doesn't push aside any of the chiyav. K'en shem edin yachal levarach b'asar, af b'lav aliyah l'sev, because the halacha, all you need is a minyan to make the bracha, you don't need an aliyah. Yesh l'asas k'en v'l'yidcha ha-chiyav, therefore if there's a chiyav, the chiyav comes first, and it doesn't push aside the chiyav. There's a minute to give an aliyah to someone who's leaving town and is going to be away for a while. Someone who's returned from a trip. So there's also a minute to give honor to a guest who deserves honor and to give him an aliyah. It's a very nice thing to do. But he won't push aside any of the chiyuv mentioned before. It's posh at a place that's meant to sell the mitzvahs. The knife of Moses stalk and the money goes to stalker. The elisha einam meachayuv mekshem minhagam. Those that are not true chayuv, just minhig. Ein lahavs the stalker b'shvul. We're not going to lose stalker for that. Kamalkam totally furious. Ein haskam. But ultimately, it's up to the gabbai to decide. Umash meachayuv. It seems from the achayuv. The app and malkam shnagul lim kakol aliyus. Even places where they sell all the aliyus. We don't pay any attention to chiyuvim. But when it comes to the chosin of the yufruf, who's bar mitzvah that week, ain derech and some, you can't push those aside. Venerally, it would appear to me, the other chiyuvim we mentioned as well, the father, the shas before the bris, and things like that, we shouldn't push them aside either. This is an old minig. This minig dates way back. If you have to make hasavas, make hasavas. The yeser protikon yonim. I'm Shafraim. For more details, for any other example, look in the Shari of Ephraim.